Mind's Ear Audio Productions presents The Dante Experience by Scott D. Southard.
I'm the tour guide here. I decide who comes and who doesn't.
Excellent.
Why does everyone have their finger on their nose?
You know you want to squeak the ducky.
I'm Death Buddy.
Forward march!
Just a second!
Oh my god!
Episode 4, The Victory at the City of Dis.
This is going to be hell, I just know it.
Hello, Your Holiness. It is I, Angel Michael, X34267-1, with today's report on the Dante Experience. Well, a lot of really interesting things have happened since we came up with this little idea to give a tour of hell to 5 young adults. First, Will died. Then they threw that party in Limbo, followed by Susan forming the Limbo Army with Alexander the Great and Julius Caesar to come here and argue their point for changing the afterlife. Then the battle began in the city of Dis with the devils. Now Will is on the run from death, and the remaining members of the tour group are in the Chamber of the Lustful, and they don't look to be leaving. Steve, for example, is having the greatest time of his life there.
So, what's your name, gorgeous?
Julia Capulet.
Oh, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
What are you doing talking to him?
Leave me alone, Romeo. I'm just talking.
I guess it'd be kind of silly to ask if you come here often.
Yeah.
Got such a pretty smile.
Do you think so?
Yeah. It makes me want... I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that.
What?
No, we just met.
Say it, please.
It makes me want to kiss that smile.
How dare you?
Why don't you, then?
You two stop at this instant.
I apologize for Romeo, Steve. He's so protected. He's threatened by even a simple kiss.
Well, maybe we should teach him a lesson by trying it again.
Okay.
All right. Stop. Stop. I said stop.
I don't think much is going to change there. I'm told we have Angel Ted standing by with an update on the Battle of the City of Dis. Ted, what's going on there?
Michael, the battle continues to rage. The devils have been able to keep the gates of the city closed. But the army has been climbing over with ladders and ropes. As yet, not enough of the soldiers have gotten across to secure anything. When I talked to Mephistopheles of the Devil Resistance Force, he was very positive about the outcome of the battle.
Where is he now?
He's over there talking to General Beelzebub.
Hasn't General Beelzebub's head been cut off and placed on a stick?
That's right, Michael. It's true. We have confirmed that his head is indeed on a stick. From what I can see from this distance, Mephistopheles is apparently trying to engage the head in a conversation.
Ow! Ow!
General Beelzebub, sir.
I'm a little busy right now, Mephistopheles. My head is on a stick, but I have an idea. Have I mentioned that my head is on a stick here?
I know what's going on. I think there may be a way we can use all of this to our advantage.
What advantage? My head is on a stick! A stick!
The girl in charge of the army is a mortal. A mortal! There are mortals in hell. Supposedly there are 3 others.
Hello? Head on a stick here!
If I go and find these other mortals, I may be able to create some more mischief. So I will distract things from us devils. Understand so far?
My head is on a stick!
So the Limbo Army wins. Let them win. And we will then follow behind them by a few days with our own army. We can release our Master Saint. Once they start their attack on heaven, we can join in, storm heaven with them, and then vanquish the Limbo Army. We will have heaven at last.
That's lovely. But my head is on a stick.
What do you think?
I think my head,
yes,
is on a stick.
Okay. I'm sensing a little misplaced hostility here.
A stick!
You just think about everything I said later. When you get better, I'm going to go.
a stick! Get better really soon. Is someone going to help me here?
Well, it seems their conversation is over.
Did you hear any of it?
Not from this distance. Mephistopheles seems to be running away someplace. I can't tell where he's going.
Okay, Ted. Keep us informed if anything new happens with the battle.
Thanks, Michael. For HNN News, this is Angel Ted. And that's the way at this.
Let's check in now with the tour group, still in the Chamber of the Lustful.
I love it here. I never want to leave.
But Will, death could be here any minute. If you wanted to avoid your own personal hell, you must flee.
What's up with you? First you want me to go with him, and now you don't want me to wait for him?
I always wanted you to wait for him.
Then why did you let us get him drunk?
I don't remember. Maybe I was in the bathroom.
Dead people don't go to the bathroom.
Don't push me, little man.
I'm gonna talk to Robert now.
Fine. Loser.
Hey, Robert.
Hey.
What are you doing?
I was wondering what it would take for Allison and me to end up this way for eternity.
Where is she anyway?
Somewhere over there. I don't know. It would be so cool, flying around like that for all eternity, stuck together and nude.
I think I'll go talk to Allison.
All you would need to make it perfect is chocolate syrup.
I'll be over there with Allison, Robert.
Whatever.
Allison.
What? Who said that?
Please, don't be frightened.
I'm not.
Really? Not even a little?
No. Should I be?
Well, no, actually not.
Then what's the problem?
Don't you recognize me, Allison?
No.
I am your destiny.
Excuse me?
It's me, Mephistopheles.
Mepho-who-fo-what?
Mephistopheles.
Mepho-Waffle House?
No. Mephistopheles.
Meta-floppa...
It's best to think that the second P is silent.
There's a second P?
Never mind. You can just call me Mephis. Everyone does.
Okay. Now what were you saying?
I am your destiny.
What?
I'm the great love of your life.
But you're a devil.
So?
The great love of my life is a devil?
It's true.
With my luck, you're probably right.
You don't believe me.
Not really.
Let me prove it to you.
How?
In song.
What?
I was born in a flame of eternal pain, and I've been killed a million times plus two. Those moments all hurt and I still feel the pain, but what would hurt more is if you would say no. I was made only to be with you, singing with you, being with you, every day from here to the end, just me and you.
But I barely know you.
I watched your birth angel every day. You played with your dolls. I watched as you prayed. I was the prince that you asked for. I'm here with you. I may be a devil or evil or mean, but trust me, I am not all I may seem. Watch me dance.
You can dance?
Do you hear that tapping noise?
All I can hear is my heart pounding. Love is in the air.
That's so sweet, Steve.
Juliet, it's me, Romeo.
Leave me.
Yeah, a little difficult. I am stuck to you.
I was made only to be with you, singing with you, being with you, every day from here to the end. Just me and you. You'll balance my world. Come be my girl. The days will be yours, and so will the nights. I may not be good, but I know this is right. Will you have me?
I don't know.
Please, won't you have me?
You seem really nice.
I'll buy you a ring. You can have anything.
See, I have these commitment issues.
Your love is the goal. Won't you pledge me a song?
Well...
With you by my side, I'd be filled with such pride. Allison, what do you need to lose? What do you
Sure, why not?
Excellent.
Hey, Allison, what are you doing over here? Who's that?
This is Mephistopheles, and I'm leaving with him.
What?
Well, I remember you. Weren't you in hell for...
Ixnay.
Considering our location, maybe I won't shake your hand.
What's going on here? And what was that supposed to mean?
Tell everyone I wish them the best. Goodbye. Maybe we can all go to the Mall of America another time.
Come on, Allison. Let's fly.
Whee! This is fun!
Please, don't say whee.
Sorry.
I've got to tell the others. Ah!
You have avoided me once. You won't succeed again.
Guys, help! It's that guy in the cloak again!
My name is Death. Get it right.
You can't take Will!
Why not? He's dead.
Technically, that may be true.
Come along. Let's go.
Robert, you can't let him take me. I have some important news to tell you.
What kind of news?
He isn't trying to stall for time again, is he?
Steve, you should get over here!
I'm a little busy here!
Death is trying to take Will again!
Tell him I said goodbye!
So what kind of news is it?
You might as well tell, Will. There's no way to fool Death, at least not twice.
I would rather you didn't talk, Dante. I have a hangover.
What's wrong with my voice?
It makes my head hurt.
But what about Will's voice? It's higher than mine.
My voice is not high.
I don't know. Maybe it's just you, Dante.
What is this news, Will?
It has to do with Allison.
Okay.
She's in... trouble.
Okay, now he's just stalling for time.
Shh! What kind of trouble?
She just left with the devil.
What?
What do you mean she just left with the devil?
They just flew away. That way.
Tell us all.
And quickly, if you don't mind.
Well, first he sang her this really catchy song, and then danced.
That's what that tapping sound was.
And then they flew away.
She's been kidnapped.
Actually, she sounded pretty happy.
It must be some kind of magic.
He seemed really nice, as devils go.
What was his name?
Mr. Lots of Fleas.
Mephistopheles?
Yeah, that too.
Oh, no.
Oh, we've got to go save her.
He's a devil, Robert. You can't beat him.
I've got to try.
He's a devil.
Steve, we need to go save Allison.
Just a second!
I've got to go.
Will I see you again?
It's hard to say. I'll probably be in hell again someday. I got to go.
I told you he would only use you.
Shut up, Romeo. All you do is complain.
Well, all you had to do was leave town with me, and we wouldn't be in this state.
Hey, you wanted to spend the night just as much as I wanted to.
All we had to do was pack your bags, and we would have had one night's flight ahead of us. But you didn't want to go. It's like you got some kind of sick pleasure out of doing it in your parents' house.
Bitch.
Hey, I died for you.
Poison? How hard is that? I took a knife to the chest. Now that hurts.
Are you saying my death is wimpy?
You're such a child.
Look who's talking.
Okay, guys, what's up?
We have to go save Allison.
Okay. Before or after lunch?
What?
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm a little hungry.
I am too.
I could go for a burger. How about you, Death?
Just keep your voice down. My head. Remember?
But we have got to go save her.
Oh, don't worry, Robert. We'll get fast food. Dante, is there anything nearby?
We're in hell, aren't we? Of course. Follow me.
They then went to a local fast food restaurant to grab a quick bite before going off to try and save Allison from Mephistopheles.
I was thinking, maybe I'll give Will some time.
What do you mean?
That prison lingo. Will, shut up.
He really cares about his friends. Why shouldn't he stay with his friends for the rest of the trip?
Can you guys eat a little faster?
Because they use thicker grease on these fries. I mean, I can just feel it attaching to my arteries.
So you mean I can stay?
For a few more days. I will come along, too.
Oh, no.
What?
I'm the tour guide here. I decide who comes and who doesn't.
Well, let's put it to a vote.
This is not a democracy.
Well, maybe it should be. I mean, we are Americans.
I'm not. I'm Italian.
I thought you were French. We should be going, guys. Just chill for a second, Robert. He's only had her for an hour. What could he have done to her in that time?
Oh, my God!
Well, I vote for Will and Death to stay.
I'm the only voter here that counts.
I vote to stay.
And I vote to stay, too. So we win.
This was not a vote.
Do you have any idea what I can do with this scythe, Dante?
Fine, fine. Want to stay with us? Whatever. I really don't care anymore. I'm going to go get some cookies. Does anybody want some?
I do.
Me too.
I can't believe this.
You know one thing I find surprising about hell?
What?
Well, I've been in hell for over a day, and this is the first time I've heard elevator music.
I know what you mean.
Will you boneheads hurry up and finish? We have to save Allison!
Sir, I'm going to interrupt this report to take you back to Angel Ted at the City of Dis. Something has just happened. Ted, are you there? Ted?
Michael, can you hear me? The strangest thing has just happened out here.
What is it, Ted?
About 10 minutes ago, Beelzebub got his body back. He then attempted a fruitless charge straight into the center of the Limbo Army. The Limbo Army was a little confused by the assault, but with a rallying cry of, quote, "For Booble," unquote. The army got back together and fought. The devils were quickly crushed in the assault, and the Limbo Army has won. I repeat, the Limbo Army has won. You can hear behind me the cheers of the triumphant army. I have here with me one of the generals of the Limbo Army, Alexander the Great. Alexander, over here, please. Alexander, right here, Alexander. Hello.
Are we on?
Yes, we are. And hello, Alexander.
Oh, hi, Ted.
You just beat the devils at the City of Dis. How do you feel?
I feel great. We won. Kick some gigantic red devil ass.
Well, what does the future hold now for the Limbo Army?
Well, Ted, after we finish celebrating, we are going straight on to heaven. The Big Cheese will have to listen to us now, won't he?
Well, I guess that he will.
Hey, Alexander!
What?
The soldiers have just dumped a cooler full of devil's blood on Alexander, Michael.
Oh, you guys.
Back to you.
Look, can I say something? Can I say something?
Certainly. Go right ahead.
I don't want to take all the credit for this. There is a special little woman I want to thank. She first conquered the devils, and now she's conquered my heart. We would never have gotten this far without General Suzon from Minnesota. I don't know whose idea it was to send her to us, but thank you. Thank you.
Suzon! Suzon! Suzon!
Well, back to you, Michael. That's all from this.
Oh, well, I really don't know what to say. Who would have thought the devils would lose? I mean, they were great fighters. They almost beat us that one time, and now they've been beaten. And that army is on their way here. When Alexander was thanking the person whose idea it was to bring Susan, he didn't mean me. I mean, the chance of Susan being chosen was pure luck. They were all in the van together, and they were so nearby. Kay, it was Jenkins who found the van.
Don't point the finger at me.
Feeling guilty, Jenkins?
I'm out of here. You can do this on your own.
Wait! Jenkins! I was just... Sir, I mean, who could have seen it coming? Well, maybe you, but you're busy. I really should be going. I bet you have a lot of things to do, and I'm just in the way. And the last thing I want to be is a pest. A nuisance. I'll see you tomorrow for the next daily report of the Dante Experience. Goodbye.
The Dante Experience was written by Scott D. Southard and directed by Joel Pearson. It starred John Edward Kinzer, Scott Shamblin, Emerson Lejoie, Tyler Andrews, Elif Ogon, Danny Townsend, and Victor Kinzer. Also starring Martin Wilson, Barry Little, Richard Fish, Daniel Williams, Tony Brewer, Philip Anderson, Andrea Olgis, and Kay Olgis. Mephistopheles' Song of Love, composed and sung by Martin Wilson. Arranged and accompanied by Marianne Ackerson. Lyrics by Scott Southard. Executive producer and sound designer, Dana Dyer Pearson. Dante theme music composed and performed by Joseph Donnelly. To learn more about Mind's Ear, visit our website at www.minds-ear.org. The Dante Experience, copyright 2001, all rights reserved.
Welcome to my home.
Oh, why, it's very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. A perfect fixer-upper.
Fixer-upper?